Let's turn now to oil and gas prices. The White House will ban imports of Russian oil, but here's the rub. Americans are already paying north of $4 a gallon for gas on average. Where will we get more? Well, perhaps from some unsavory places. Let's talk now with the always diplomatic Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hi.
Scott, how are you?
I'm great, except a gallon of regular costs $4.17, says AAA. And in California, my brother is paying about $5.44, highest prices since 2008, adjusted for inflation. So what is the economic upshot here for Main Street?
I'm thinking of this quote, and it's often wrongly ascribed to Vladimir Lenin, but there are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. And you see bizarre things happen, such as yesterday at the Exxon around the corner from my house. We saw gas, clocked at, what, $3.80. And by 6 p.m., you saw up there, somebody was changing the sign to $4.18. You see Uber drivers complaining about real-time, hyperinflation within days. Gig workers, truck workers. I mean, it's hitting us instantaneously. And I think this is what happens when oil prices break triple digits, and you see the follow-on effect with grain prices and nickel prices at a time of already heightened inflation globally.
Yeah. So the U.S. is trying to find non-Russian oil, which means some tough choices here. So behind door number one is Iran, which is under nuclear sanctions, but it produces a lot of crude. Could those sanctions be unlocked?
It could be. If you remember, I mean, this happened in 2015 where there was supposed to be this renaissance. I mean, McDonald's had a website technically for franchisees who are interested in Tehran. The Trump administration scuppered all of that. And it shows you what happens when the center of attention quickly becomes Europe and the security of the world and NATO. You can afford, if you're Washington, perhaps to backburner the likes of Iran and Caracas, especially if kind of enemy of mine enemy. And in this case, you're hoping to replace something like 670, 1,000 barrels of oil daily with what Iran and Venezuela can kick in if they just get that essential investment from the United States, which they have been starved for.
And what about Caracas? The U.S. sent officials there after U.S. policy of cutting off Venezuela's oil on grounds of election fraud. So it's not it's an adversary politically, and Venezuela also finds it hard to produce oil these days, doesn't it?
Yeah, on top of it being rusted and borderline failed state, mind you, malnutrition and the average median weight of a child there, and everything that's happened amid the collapse over the past several years. Having said that, they do feel clout when oil breaks triple digits because they have a very undesirable heavy blend of crude oil that refiners typically hold their noses up against. But if you're desperate and you want to replace especially Russian heavy crude in the United States Gulf, you could do worse than to hold your nose and go into Caracas and say, look, we'll take this on in exchange for less pressure. And especially if it means you're going to be less beholden to Russia. I mean, again, it's enemy of my enemy. Who is the bigger enemy right now?
Yeah. Well, and as you say, U.S. refineries do have the ability to process Venezuelan, that dirty oil. Finally, Saudi Arabia, big producer, although the Biden White House has slapped sanctions and visa bans on top officials for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Is that an option?
You know, I cover true crime and organized crime and witness executions and everything. I have to say, this is the most expensive hit job in history with Saudi Arabia, because prior to that, you had MBS touring New York, going into Starbucks with Michael Bloomberg and investment banks and everything. And next thing you know, he's a pariah state. And Iran is probably loving this because they are battling for hegemony of kind of Islamic mindshare in the Middle East. And if you see Saudi Arabia cozying up with Moscow at a time when the Biden White House has been ignoring MBS, has not received him, Iran probably sees an opening to come in and say, you know what? I might throw in my lot with the United States and see how this stuff shakes out. And it's not like Iran isn't taking calls from Moscow anyway. So it has put our enemies in a real great position strategically that they didn't even have a couple of months ago.
All right. And real quick, that gas station around the corner from you, you think it's going to stay around $4 for a little bit?
Yeah, these prices are sticky upward. And unless you see, this is sad, unless you see an economic collapse where they call it demand destruction, the likes that we saw in March of 2020 when nobody is buying this stuff. These inflationary prices stick around.
Okay, Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thank you as always.
My pleasure, Scott.